Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Simon here from What Culture with Axe and Smash Demolition. My friends, how are we doing today?
Very good. I've seen you many, many times on the internet.
Is that true?
Yes.
It is true. Yeah, we're here with GT Collectibles right now. They're the greatest. So we're out here selling pictures and doing the thing. And we're supposed to be in Liverpool in two weeks. But
our wife said...
No, you can't go.
That's fair.
The wives beat us up all the time.
You can't argue
happy
with the wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. It's true. And also, I think you have a brand new fan club. Well, maybe it's not brand new, but you have a fan club now, right?
35th anniversary of Pain and Destruction, Demolition Tag Team, 80swrestlingcon.com. And the fans have been very, very gracious to us. And a portion of the fee goes to a number of charities.
Oh, well, that's even better, right? That's absolutely awesome. Now, talking about your wrestling careers, given that you are stood here in the face paint still doing the whole thing, you've influenced essentially, 90% of tag teams that have come after you. People still wear gear that represents the kind of gear that you wore. Did you ever actually anticipate that your legacy would last as long as it has?
We never did. And we always say we're the luckiest guys in the world because 35 years and people are still wanting our autographs.
Yeah.
That's huge. We're very grateful to the fans.
No, I can imagine because, the face paint especially, I know that there was a few people doing it. Obviously, Kiss was, a big influence. But the fact that you and a few other guys brought it into wrestling, look, Danhausen is over there and he paints his face because you guys painted your face. And I just kind of think that's crazy that kind of stuff catches on.
That's fantastic. We appreciate it. We've had comments from some of the wrestlers, and a lot of times the fans, and we just appreciate their support.
Absolutely. And what's your opinion sort of on the tag team scenes today in wrestling? How much you may or may not have seen?
I don't watch a whole lot of it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But last week, I just happened to watch AEW, and the opening match was phenomenal. It was a six-man tag. And then there was a couple of veterans after that. I thought that they kind of dogged it. The new guys coming up, it was a phenomenal match. And it was just, and I was really, I don't want to mention the names who the guys were, but
of course, yeah.
the guys that came out there, I thought were going to have the greatest match. I thought it was terrible.
Thumbs down.
So, I don't know what that was all about, but I don't watch a whole lot of wrestling anymore, but I just think it's way different than it was when we were in it. When we were in it, it was fun. It was a great time.
Which is the main thing. Do you agree, Axe? Kind of
well,
the same?
I enjoyed the matches that we had. We're over here and Gang's over there and Slick and Honky Tonk and all these guys. This is the greatest business in the world.
Yeah.
We got paid to go all over the world and we got paid to enjoy the places that people go to and they pay. And we got paid.
It's absolutely true.
We didn't get to keep much of our money because the wives took it all.
Of
but
course,
and you're right. Yeah. But that's why they should have let you go to Liverpool to make some of that money back.
Yeah.
You have to come out to Liverpool at some stage. We want to see you in the UK.
We're going to for sure. Hopefully the next show they invite us.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
So actually, you're going to have to forgive me for 1 second because we talked about this beforehand.
I understand.
Now, this has been a long-running thing on the channel for a while. People think I'm joking, and I'm going to prove to it right now. This is my favorite character in the history of professional wrestling. And the reason that is because it sums up why, as you said, it's the greatest business in the world. You were able to play a man that repossesses things, and we didn't question it. That was just what it was, and you were allowed to run around and repossess cars and steal people's things, and it entertained me no end when I was a kid, to the point I grew up and I saw, not to be disrespectful, a lot of disparaging comments on the internet about it, and I didn't like it, and I have spent 6 years on this channel telling people that they are wrong and they need to understand.
And Lanny Poffo's still upset because he's got Savage's hat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I mean, what are your feelings on it now? It genuinely is my favorite cult figure in all of wrestling.
I actually love it. Did you know that I was Smash?
Yeah, I did. Yes,
oh, you did.
Well, no, sorry. When I got older, I did. At the time, I had no idea. No.
So that was kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a completely different character. And I lost, you know, 50, 60 pounds and changed my whole life to be that character. And that's, I loved it because I could actually pull it off.
Absolutely.
And to be a professional wrestler and, you know, still staying in the business after how successful we were, it was just great to be around the guys and make money, and I had a really fun time with it.
Was it your idea? Did you come up with it, or was it kind of like a halfway house between everybody?
It was my idea and Vince's idea together.
Absolutely.
And I used to repo cars.
So it was based in reality, yeah.
So that was kind of a reality deal. But not with the mask and not sneaking around like that, you know.
And the coat. The coat and the gear. I'm getting it up. The gear with the tire tracks on it and stuff. And look, as a kid, it resonated with me. I thought it was really, really fun.
And what I was supposed to do was I was going to be a big heel for so long and then turn babyface.
Yeah.
And then I was hoping to just do autograph deals and play on a golf circuit for celebrities. That's kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then Vince wouldn't let me turn babyface, so...
He should have done.
Yeah.
You would have had a kid in London ready with money to just throw at any kind of match.
Golf on the celebrity tournament. That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, it's true. But I think it's kind of, that's amazing. But also, I genuinely think it's awesome. Here we are, like you say, 30 years on, and Demolition lives as strong. I mean, I'm going to say as much as it ever has been, because I know new people that start watching wrestling, they get into the old stuff, and they always find your stuff. They always do.
It's amazing that we had the longevity. And we just thanks all the fans. It's you that made our career.
I can't say it better than that. But I want to say it's been a thrill, because I also want to make it clear I was a huge Demolition fan as well. I'm not just saying that for a joke, but everyone loves Demolition. Everyone, you are universally loved, whereas that man does not get enough love.
Well, you know what though? When everybody says something bad about it, I did my job because they hated me.
That's the whole point.
That's how I looked at it.
Well, that means you didn't do your job with me because I loved you. So sorry about that. I ruined it. Axe, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
You.
What Culture Wrestling? Like, share, subscribe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.